إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in our Tazkiyat an-Nafs series, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of the softness of the heart. The hardness of the heart is one of the diseases of the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there are people whose hearts are as hard as stone, as hard as rocks. And then He said that actually the heart is harder than the rock, because the rock splits and springs of water come out of it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in a hadith narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve and protect from the hellfire two kinds of eyes. He says, the eyes which stay awake for the protection of Muslims, and the eyes which weep tears for the glory and majesty of Allah. So hardness of the heart is related to dryness of the eyes. These are two, the symptom of the hardness of the heart is the dryness of the eyes. And the place to see whether the eyes are dry or not is not in public, but in private. When we stand in tahajjud, what is the state? Because sometimes shaitan makes you cry in public, and may Allah protect us from riya. But this can be, Allah alam, I'm not saying that everyone who cries in public is doing it out of riya. Of course not. Alhamdulillah, people are sincere. But there is always a danger. Anything that you do in public, one must always check the niyyah and see what is the ikhlas of the niyyah, because there is always a danger. Anyone who feels free from that danger is falling into a trap. But in private, alhamdulillah, where you are reading Quran, where we are contemplating, thinking, this is something which is, inshallah, sincere. So dryness of the eyes is a symptom of the hardness of the heart. The hardness of the heart is a disease because it makes us forget our akhirah. The only way the heart can be hard is by forgetting the akhirah. And that's why Rasulullah prohibited things like laughing very loudly. You know, alhamdulillah, having a good sense of humor is part of the charm of a person and part and something which is good for Islam and good for yourself and good for your family. Sometimes people seem to have no sense of humor, and that's a ridiculous thing, ridiculous way of living. But laughing very loudly all the time, you know, all of those things are things which harden the heart. Also indulging in all sorts of laghwiyat, useless things, useless talk, all of these are hardness of the heart. The other big reason for the hardness of the heart, unfortunately, is the television. Because especially today, the television has desensitized us completely to tragedy, actual tragedy. Completely desensitized. We are able to see, you know, murders and all sorts of horrible things, decimation of populations and so on television, without having any effect on us. It has no effect on us. We watch it all the time. It's to give you an example, somebody who wants to learn surgery, for example, you know, medicine, surgery, especially surgery. Most people, whether they are in nursing or in studying to be surgeons, most people have this experience that the first time they are in the operating theater and they see blood, it has some effect on them. Many people actually faint and lose consciousness, otherwise they feel sick and so on and so forth. But after a while, people who are, you know, theater nurses, doctors and so on, they can amputate limbs and they can perform major surgery and, you know, split open the whole body and everything else, and they see everything and all the blood and everything else, and they go, they wash their hands, they go to the cafeteria, have a nice meal. They have absolutely no problem, their appetite is not affected, nothing is affected, absolutely. Why? Because they've got desensitized to that. They got desensitized to that. Similarly, for example, if you say, if somebody, you know, for Eid ul Adha or something, the first time you want to sacrifice an animal, many people have a lot of problem with that. You know, it's not easy for us to take an animal and slit its throat and so on. But a butcher does it every day. That's his life. That is his livelihood. Right? He doesn't think 2 seconds also before slitting the throat of the animal and cutting it open and chopping it up and everything, because the heart has got desensitized to that. It doesn't affect anymore. And I think this is one of the biggest problems that we have with television, that television has, on a global scale, it has desensitized people. I'm not even talking about Muslims alone. Everyone has got a heart. It's not only the Muslims have a heart. Everyone has a heart. And people are kind and people are compassionate and so on, whether they are Muslim or not. But because of this, watching those images the whole time, images of poverty, images of, poverty to the extent of abject poverty. I mean, there's a famous photograph that does the rounds. Every once in a while you see it, of this little African boy, Allah alam, whether Somali or something, and a vulture sitting next to him. Many of us have seen this photograph. Supposed to be a photograph which won the Pulitzer Prize or something like this, and then there's this note to say that the photographer then committed suicide later on, went into depression or whatever. But this photograph does the rounds. Every once in a while it comes around on the internet, this absolutely horrible photograph of this little boy sitting there and the vulture sitting next to him, and the story goes that the photographer took the photograph and went away. He did not even pick up the little boy to take him to a UN. There was evidently a UN humanitarian camp a couple of kilometers away. But the man did not even pick up the little boy to take him to the camp. He just left him there and went away, and Allah Alam, maybe the vulture killed him or something. But the point I'm saying is that this photograph does the rounds. We see the photograph, and after that, what do we do? How many of us took any step whatsoever to feed a poor person or to keep some money aside for people who are in hunger? Nothing, absolutely. You see the photograph, you hit the send button and you send it away again to somebody else and all your mailing list or something. Apart from being a nuisance, this is one of the ways in which the heart gets desensitized, by watching all of these images and doing nothing about it. That is the reason why Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, do not mention deaths when you are having your food. He said, when you are eating, don't mention deaths. So they asked him, why should we not mention death at that time? He said, because if your heart is alive, then your appetite will go. You will not be able to eat. And if you are still eating, it means your heart is dead. So he said, why do you want to, test your heart at that time? At least eat your food peacefully and then go and talk about deaths later on. Because alhamdulillah, we should remember, and that is one of the most powerful ways of softening the heart, which is to remember our deaths. Remember that we can die at any time. Just yesterday I received news of one of my very, very dear friends in Durban, Riyaz Jamal, who passed away. Riyaz Jamal was my age. We were both the same age, and I can still see Riyaz's beautiful smile every time. I never saw Riyaz without a smile, and he had cancer, and he passed away yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and give him jannatul firdausul a'la bi ghairi hisab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his family and give them sabr. What a wonderful man. And he was involved in so many things of khair, so many good things in Durban. He was in charge of Al Ansar and of the radio and various things. And always very, in the forefront with regard to doing the work of deen. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and bless him. But we all die. We all die, we all have to die, and there is nothing to say when we will die. We don't all die of old age, These reminders are very important. These things come, these reminders are very, very important for us to remember and to let them soften the heart, not walk around with rocks in our chest. The other thing, so one way of softening the heart is to think about our death. Second way to soften the heart is not to watch these images the whole time. What are we going, this whole issue of news, I mean, such an absolute, one of the traps of shaitan and one of the ways in which the world is being fooled, that news is broadcast. What is the good of watching that news? You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. All that is happening is, as long as you are watching that thing, the TRP ratings of that show are going up and somebody is making money at your expense, nothing else. There is nothing whatsoever that is useful in that. You know, and that is the reason why I'm not saying don't watch any news, but at least be selective and see what is useful and, you know, watch that and do something about it. Not just keep watching, sitting there with your jaw dropped. So, not watching these things is one way of softening the heart. Remembering our death very often, this is very important. Third thing is to reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another way of softening the heart, which is to read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand the meaning and reflect on this. And the fourth way is to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the seerah of the Anbiya, read the seerah of the Sahaba and so on, read our history. Our history is not the story of my life or my father's life. Our history is the story of the Muslims. And therefore, it's very important for us to read that. Because then only we have an idea of what those people underwent, what kind of hardships they had and so on. And these also are things which soften the heart. So, very important for us to be clear in our minds. And then, of course, tahajjud, nothing to beat that, because in the night when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts. Because the hard heart will not allow us to do good deeds. And a hard heart is something that may Allah protect us, but can be a source of problem for us when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts to His dhikr, to soften our hearts to what happens in the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts responsive. Responsive to His kalam, responsive to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the heart then is not just a hard thing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our eyes water for His glory and His majesty, and make this connection between our heart and the tears in our eyes, which becomes a connection of khair for us, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain, bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.